Hello, this is Anita Ville, a.k.a. Niecy Ville, the host of the Encourage Yourself and Win podcast. This podcast is designed to help us encourage ourselves when we find that there's no one else around. Trials and tribulations, challenges will come. What do we do when they come? We encourage ourselves using the Word of God. Let's get busy getting what God intends for us to have, which is success, prosperity, health, peace, and joy. Let's get to it. Hi, I hope everyone had a lovely Mother's Day. You were pampered, taken care of as you should have been. Let's give God some thanks. Today I want to talk about forgetting those things that lie behind us, pressing forward to the magnificent things of God. Sometimes in life, our past will come back and try to haunt us. We can't let it. That's why the Bible tells us clearly we are to forget those things that lie behind. Because once we repent, God forgives us automatically. We should forgive ourselves as well. A lot of times we're holding on to things ourselves. It's not God punishing us. It's us punishing ourselves by wrong thinking. In the Bible, there are many, many instances of people who did damnable things. But God, once they repented, forgave them, they forgave themselves, and went on and had magnificent lives. We must do the same. We must always strive to keep our minds focused on the good things in life. Yes, trials and challenges will come. We can't let them overtake us. We can't let these thoughts from the past consume us. The Bible clearly tells us we're to think of whatsoever things are lovely and of good report. Think on good things. Think on the magnificence and goodness of God. Give thanks that He woke you up this morning. Give thanks that He's a God of more than enough. Give thanks that we're not here to struggle through life. When we hear people saying everybody's living from paycheck to paycheck, that's a lie. Comes from the pits of hell, per se, which is wrong thinking. Stinking thinking, they call it. We are here to live a divine life of goodness. We're here to have plenty of everything. If not, the Bible would not have told us this. John 10:10 clearly tells us, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us, it is God that gives us the power to get wealth. We are to embrace wealth. We're not to run from wealth. How can you help others if you have nothing for yourself? Sure, it's nice to give a prayer, give kind words, which we should always do. But sometimes you need cold, hard cash to help out people. You can't go to people with empty hands and expect them to follow a broke God. If you are following someone who's speaking lack, stop right now. Get your mind on God's abundance. He has so many great things in store for us. This is why, once again, we need to forget those things that lie behind. Don't let them torture you. You have overcome those things. Keep going forward to the goodness God has for us. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to have more than enough. He wants our bank accounts to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over with funds. Because He knows on this plane, you need money. So if anyone is telling you, you're just materialistic, you shouldn't have, you know what? Get away from these people. Because these people clearly have missed it. Sometimes they will claim to be people of God. No one of God speaks lack. No one of God speaks limitation. No one of God speaks sickness. No one of God speaks down in any shape, form, or fashion, because God clearly lifts us up. In the times of trouble, Like Psalm 46 says, he comes in like a roaring lion to save us. We must acknowledge this. We must embrace abundance. We must embrace peace. We must not embrace struggle. We must not embrace these words when people say things like, oh, life is short. No. Once again, that's contradictory to John 10:10. Again, it says he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We have to focus on the good things of God. We have to focus on getting abundance, an abundance of health, an abundance of peace, an abundance of joy, an abundance of love. We need abundance so we can help others. How can you give someone an abundance of love if you don't have an abundance of love yourself? How can you give someone an abundance of kindness if you don't have kindness in your heart yourself? Reject those negative things. Come on over to what God says. He says we are here to live a life of abundance. We are here to live a life of plenty. I don't want to hear people tell me, oh, you just want a bunch of money. Yes, I do. And you should too, because money answers everything, like it says in Ecclesiastes. In the Bible, there are many, many instances of people who didn't live stellar lives, but yet God blessed them when they came into their own. Rahab was a harlot, in common terms of day, a prostitute. But look what God did for her when she forgot her past, was obedient to what he said to do. She was put in the bloodline of Jesus. Come on, somebody. So it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Forget about the past. Come on into the glorious future God has for us. We're supposed to live lives of joy, of abundance, of peace, tranquility. You're not supposed to be living paycheck to paycheck. If you are, stop, turn around, get that word, because you're missing something. Philippians 4:19 clearly says, my God supplies all of our needs according to his riches, not according to your empty bank account, not according to your thoughts that keep trying to get you in lack. This is why you must raise up your conscience level. You must always seek the best, and the best will come. We are here to serve and help our fellow men and women in some capacity. And in doing so, we prosper. God has given us the power, as he said in Deuteronomy 8:18, to get wealth. Why would God tell us that he gives us the power to get wealth if he didn't want us to have wealth? The Bible has many truths in it you must read, in which you're reading, you must always get understanding. You must understand everything in this world is good. Yes, negative things happen. But if you keep your mind stayed on God, even the negative things turn quickly to positive. We are not here to live lives like we're worms of the dust. We are here to live as kings and queens. We are here to triumph. This is what God expects us to do. We must be obedient to God and live the life that he wants us to live. Because as we live for God, we show other people just how good and magnificent he is. You can't show someone how magnificent God is if you're broke, if you're complaining, if you're whining about sickness, if you're whining about this, if you're whining about that. Shut your mouth up. Start confessing the things of God. I am healed. I am whole. I am a millionaire. I have favor. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. God has blessed my baskets and my storehouses, which means he blessed your bank accounts. He blessed your wallets. He's blessed your homes. He's blessed your jobs. God is a magnificent God. He is not a God of lack. He is not a God that you don't have enough. He is a God of more than enough. He wants us to reign in life. So if you're not reigning, please start doing that today by first off taking control of your thoughts, taking control of your speech. Speak good of your circumstances. Think good things. Even if some people may not think good or speak good to you, you don't speak that back to them, because remember, we must also reap what we sow. And as we sow good seeds from our mouth, we reap in a harvest that is undeniably fantastic. Trust God to do what he says in his word. But we must be obedient, and we must act like God wants us to act. We must act like kings and queens with abundance. We must act like kings and queens who rule their homes properly. We must act like people who take their children and make sure they're on the right path. As it says, train up a child in the way they will go, and they will not soon depart from it. God wants us to have more than enough. Matter of fact, if you look at the Bible, it's actually a sin not to have an abundance. God is faithful to his word. He always does what he says. This is why Psalm 23 clearly tells us, the Lord is our shepherd. We will never be in want or need in all of our affairs. Trust God. Speak the right words. Speak positivity. Speak creative things. Speak good over yourself and others, and good invariably will come back to you. I have the honor to be God's obedient servant, and I'm so thankful that you spent your time with us today. God bless you. Be safe. Be well. I pray for all people who have had any type of calamities in their life, that they will be healed, set free, and made whole. I pray for prosperity and peace of all people. I pray for President Biden and Vice President Harris as they lead and guide America to its successful existence as it was before. Thank you again for spending your time with me. Father God, I thank you that we are born to succeed. We are born to win. We are more than conquerors, Father God, through you who loved us, and we love you, God. Have a blessed and pleasing day. As always, do good for someone. Speak a kind word to someone. Do not speak negative, no matter what your circumstance. Walk by your faith and not by your sight, because truly, God does what he says. Truly, we're here to live a life of abundance. Truly, we are children of a Most High God who never fails, and he always will deliver to us right on time, as he says. God bless. Enjoy your day. Thank you.